Well, it's 27 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis, the 26th of Muharram, 1444. Time for the Q&A. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah Ustad. Welcome to the program early this beautiful Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the 26th of Muharram 1444. And with the grace and mercy of Allah, we focus on chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, the chapter on pilgrimage, and verse number 27. Pilgrimage Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam. Every prophet and every messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, from Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to the last and final messenger for all times, all places, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, perform Hajj. Ma min nabiyin illa wa qad hajja. Every nabi, every prophet selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala performed the Hajj and pilgrimage and came to Makkah and Arafat. That is the mercy and the blessings of Almighty Allah has conferred on this holy place and holy precinct. Now Almighty Allah tells us regarding Prophet Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, whose name-nami ismigrami is mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran, and chapter 14 dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, Surah to Ibrahim, chapter 14. So what must you do now? You rebuilt, you reconstructed the Kaaba Musharrafa with your beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, whose name is mentioned, honorable name, 12 times in the noble Quran. So you stand there at Jabal Abi Qubais. Where is Jabal Abi Qubais? If you just Google, you will see the king's palace. So that's an eyesore. We need to be clear on all these issues there. So remember that there where the palace is, so on that is the mountain of Jabal Abi Qubais, the mountain of Abu Qubais. You stand there, O Prophet Abraham, Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and give the adhan. Adhan, not the call to prayer, the literal meaning. Tell the people Hajj is made compulsory upon them for those who can afford it once in a lifetime, and they must come. He, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, said, Ya Allah, Jalla wala, I will announce it, but how will it reach everybody? Allah Jalla wa Ala said, Alayk al-i'lan, you must announce, wa alayn al-balagh, we will make it reach throughout the whole world. That is the difference between mu'jiza, miracle, and myself, yourself, and me, and you ordinary mortals and sinners. Now the whole world can hear us through the internet and all the gadgets and technology. That time, no gadgets, no technology, and Almighty Allah let the voice, Mubarak, and the sound go throughout the whole world. So that is the announcement Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about miraculously. So وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ يُو خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ O Prophet Abraham, peace be upon you. You announce to humanity بِالْحَجِّ that pilgrimage is compulsory upon every male, female who is sane, mature and Muslim and has the means to go and perform the pilgrimage. So he announced it and the message went right throughout the world. Now the result of it, يَعْتُوكَ رِجَالَ They will come to you walking. You Muslim, Muslimah, you should know this much. The hadith is mentioned. Remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ibn Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, the hadith is mentioned. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us regarding our spiritual father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, hajja min al-hindi mashiya. That Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, he performed a hajj from India. India don't mean today's India. India means that today's India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, all that area you put together, that is called Hind. From there, Sri Lanka side or so, he came Mashia, walking, and he performed the Hajj. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, not once, but several occasions. Rijalo ala kulli damir, and they will come on the lean camels. So those days, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, the fair will Hajj, and on the Camel Mubarak to show humanity, خُذُوا أَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ Take from me your actions of Hajj and Umrah, and you will know how to perform the Hajj. So that was one of the multi reasons, تَعْلِيمًا لِهَذِي الْأُمَّةِ To educate the Ummah how to perform the Hajj. That is, we emulate the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام immaculately. يَعْتِي من كل فج عميق and remember they will come for this Hajj من كل from every فج عميق Fajin places, Amik, far, far distant places. Where's South Africa? Where's America? Where's Australia? Where's Argentina? So all far and distant places. And for you non-Muslims, let me give you something so you will understand what we are talking about. Halawatul Iman. You see, I went to New Zealand thrice, to Argentina 4 times, and Dubai, I don't know how many times, 10 times, whatever. So the point I want to make, we get fed up now. We don't want to go again. We saw the place. What are we going to see now? But every time we go to Makkah Mukarrama, we go to the Holy Lands, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, majority of the Muslims, they can't speak Arabic. Majority of the Muslims are going there first time. But the heat, 50 degrees midsummer, 45 degrees, you're perspiring. And then the Arabs don't give you such a good welcome most of the time. They got their arrogance and they treat the non-Arabs as second class, third class. I mean, we need to be honest about these issues. But when that Muslim comes back to Argentina, New Zealand, Africa, Asia, Europe, America, he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, take me back to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. It's the only place in the world. It has that magnet. It's inviting. Come again, come again. I give you 3 incidents. I mentioned to you 3 incidents. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, the Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Hajja Sittina Marra, he performed Hajj 60 times. Wa Atamara Alfa Marra, he performed Umrah 1,000 times. Can you imagine? This is from Medina coming to Makkah, up and down. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah from Iraq, he was born in 80, he passed away 150, rahimahullah. We went to his Qabr Mubarak as well. He performed Hajj pilgrimage 55 times. Hazrat Piran Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Ji wal Jilani, Nawarallah Marqadahu. We went to his Mazar Mubarak also several times in 2000 day in Iraq. So he performed Hajj from Iraq 50 times. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he performed Hajj 25 times. So Ta'uz the Tabi'i, he performed Hajj 40 times. Tabi'i means successor, people who met Sahaba. So that is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Now let us come to the news, national, international, global news. You see, in Ukraine and Russia, both sides are war criminals. There's no such thing as one party is guilty, both parties are guilty. That's one. Two, that on their Independence Day, Biden said, we will give you the biggest gift for your arms and ammunition. But today the whole world has realized it is a losing case, that they are no match for Russia. And Russia, China, Iran, Turkey, all are ganging up. Remember this. India is also in the mix. They're all moving towards Russia. So remember that Russia is getting stronger. Their ruble is increasing in value, and they're marginalizing the dollar. And all this is happening. So this is the system of Almighty Allah. People love to claim that we are a superpower. Barbara and Craig, listen carefully. You see, go study your news. Now there is imminent floods for Mississippi. Can Biden, can America, can their nuclear technology prevent the floods in Mississippi? No one can do that. You take our Cape Town. So local news, the winds are gusting at 90 kilometers per hour. So Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only superpower, is showing you, if I want, I will decimate and destroy, annihilate you with the water and rain and floods and tsunami in a split second, split minute also. If I want, with the hurricanes and winds, I will throw you from one continent to another, from one city to another. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So understand that. Two, remember, Seen and Sheen have become our worst enemies. You Muslims should understand what is Seen and Sheen, these alphabets and letters. Sheen are the Shias. They are our enemies from time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, and they are kuffar. So what happened in South Africa with the ANC politician and all the rubbish he spoke, till today not one Shia can speak. Such an own goal. Remember all the Shias, all their votaries and supporters, totally shut. Not one of them can speak. Then that is Sheen, Shia. Then we have their kuffar. Remember that. They're out of the fold of Islam. And Seen is the Salafis. So what MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. So I challenge them. I sent messages to them yesterday in South Africa and beyond. What you got to say about your MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan? So he is the person, he wants to bootlick America, Israel and the West. We will do this, we will build Neom, the futuristic city and so forth. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Allah does graces, there is none to give him honor anywhere in the world. Chapter 22, verse number 18. See the disgrace he has. Who murdered Jamal Khashoggi? Who is murdering our brothers, sisters, children in Yemen with the American and British arms and ammunition and so forth? So think about all this. And you Salafis still got the gall and audacity to take money from such a murtad and apostate and traitor? Inna lillahi wa inna rajoon. I'm telling you, you Salafis are Muslim. But remember, you are dal and mudwil. You astray and you leading others astray. Where are all of you now? Why you don't speak? I challenge you how many times? So remember that the last one is that we see our country. They told us total shutdown and nationwide lockdown and strike. But it turned out to be just very small. Most majority of the workers went to work. Because even they realized that these big wigs and elite, they collecting the money. We need the money. What is going to help? Very little and so forth. So therefore, remember, if you want world peace, oh yes, how can I forget apartheid, rogue terrorist Israel? You see, 1 million Ukrainians went to Israel, approximately. definitely plus minus. This you can just read up in the Haaretz. Now the Ukrainian jutlas, they realized, hey, this Israel is not a country and a place of milk and honey, as we were promised. We are treated like second-class citizens here. They're packing up and leaving Israel, going to greener pastures and so forth. So you must know what the Quran Sharif teaches us, and that is the Jutlas and the Jews are cursed people, not the chosen people. They learn the hard way. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa, and all our mosques and masajid throughout the world. InshaAllah, today, 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid Khan will interview Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and 11 to 12 we have an interesting program, Mozaid Khan and myself, and that is Nikah and remember related issues. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah.
Somebody says, Ustad, that part of Surah 5 verse 5 states, the food of those who were given the scripture is lawful for you and your food is lawful for them. I would like to know what this means, Ustad.
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala made takhfif. He gave concession that for the people of the book, the true Jews, the true Christians, that if they slaughter, then what they slaughter is halal for you. And you can marry their women, but they cannot marry your women. Chapter 60, verse number 10. It's not permissible for a Muslim lady that she marries any non-Muslim person, whether it's a Jutla, a Jew, or whether it's a Christian or Hindu, a Buddhist or atheist. So for that, it's totally haram, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 60, verse 10. So why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give this concession? You go to the Bible and see Genesis. You will see, remember that in many Leviticus and many other verses in Bible, that the slaughtering system of the Jews, of the Christians, you know the Jews have kosher, and remember the true Christians is so similar to that of Muslims. So therefore, I'm posing one question to you today. I visited so many abattoirs. You go today to the abattoir and show me which Christian really slaughters according to the Bible. So therefore, in this day and this age, we say for the Muslims, it's totally haram to accept the slaughtering of the Christians and the Jews and everybody else. Similarly, it's not permissible for the Muslim male to marry the Jewess or the Christian lady. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, he's in Doha in Qatar, he's still living. I have his Fatawa Kitab, Fatawa Al-Mu'asara, Contemporary Verdicts. In there he wrote a wonderful fatwa, one of the best fatwas he has written, a verdict. And in this day, this age, you cannot be married the Jutli and the Jewess. You can't marry the Christian, because today they are by name only Jew, Christian and so forth. As far as their belief structures go, they have divorced and detached themselves from that, majority of them. You say that the Jutlas, the Jews, are very strict regarding their kosher. In 1989, there was no flight for me from Cairo to Tel Aviv. That was the first time I went. And I flew on El Al, you know. And it was very good experience in this way. I understood how kosher works. So they brought for us all that. It was a green cover and the stamp and all that. And they tell you if the stamp is broken, then, and the seal is broken, then you mustn't accept it and so forth. So then they came and brought kosher alcohol. So we didn't touch anything, nor the food, nor the drink, whatever. It was just 45-minute flight. So imagine how the Jutlas make a mockery of their kosher, and they have kosher alcohol. So that is why we say, in this day and this age, if you want Arab scholars, then Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi has passed a wonderful fatwa, and he's instrumental there. Let me tell you, behind the scenes, he told the Qatar government, you don't put Israel, you put there Palestine. What can they do? What can you jutlas do? You see, there's grace upon disgrace. That is Allah's system, remember, for the World Cup and all those stories. We're not interested in the World Cup, but that was a good thing they did. So the point I want to make is this, and was that Mufti Muhammad, we met both of them, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi also, and Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahimahullah, he passed away in Shawwal 1976, in Jawahirul Fiqh Ma'ariful Quran, detailed discussion, you cannot eat and consume the food slaughtered or the animals slaughtered by the Jews or the Christians, nor can you marry their women.
So, Ustad, my question to you is that why are the people of Saudi not protesting for the removal of the present government of Arabia, Ustad?
Remember, there is complete dictatorship. Remember that you speak one word against Crown Prince, you speak one word against the government, they will impose. See, I give you two examples. A lady, Saudi lady, she went to got married and she went with the husband and all that to Europe somewhere. Then she came back for holiday. Let's come back to the new Saudi Arabia, where the women can drive, where the women don't have to wear now the hijab and niqab. They can run around. They can go to the bikini beaches there in Jeddah and all this. And they will have F1, Formula 1, Formula the racing. And they will have the biggest bands and crazy musical shows. So she started tweeting against the government. This is not right. This is not right. Just for tweeting against the government and criticizing, they imposed 34 years imprisonment. She's in jail now, 34 years. Which country in the world does that? So a madcap, you must remember that. So a murtad. So for what they murdered Jamal Khashoggi and made Qurbani of him, they tore and they cut his body to pieces and shreds. Remember that. So then you see Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, he didn't deliver the khutbah now, some people think. He delivered the khutbah in 2018. I have that khutbah by me. Remember that. But it's a pity that South Africa and the world, majority of the people don't understand Arabic. I ask one person, you understand that? He say, yes. I say, speak. He say, assalamu alaikum. That much he understood. So you must remember this. Learn Arabic, O Ummah. So Allah Ta'ala bless my parents and my teachers. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. We learned all this. It was so difficult initially that it was, we had to learn Arabic, we had to learn Urdu. We didn't know whether we're coming or going, but today, Alhamdulillah, hada min fadli Rabbi. Everything comes with sacrifice, remember that. So if anybody wants that khutbah of Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, I have it, I'll send it to you. Just write khutbah, but you must know Arabic, obviously. There's no translation and subtitles and all that. So the point I'm making, that he spoke against the sanamas, that the shaitan, Murtad bin Shaitan, is encouraging. He spoke in favor of Palestine. He spoke, you must remember, great, great things he spoke. Nothing wrong. He spoke the truth. Now he's imprisoned there for 10 years. So what happens if a Pakistani or a Bengali or a Indian or somebody else, Filipino, start marching? They'll shoot them to death. You must remember that. So that dictatorship there, remember, there's no human rights and all that. So America, Europe, all that, why? They buy them off with all the petrodollars. That's why you get the golfers going there, boxers going there, and you get the crazy guys going there. It's just sports washing and whitewashing everything.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Somebody says, Ustad, what is the status of Muslim marriages in South Africa? Legally, how does that affect matters like divorce and inheritance, Ustad?
Remember, these are questions you must ask our legal eagles. You can contact our Hafiz Firoz Bouda, senior counsel, our brother Aslam Musaji, Aslam Mutala there, remember, in Durban, he's senior counsel. And you can contact brother Zahir Umar and his son Abu Bakr. Zahir is attorney, his son is advocate, mashallah. So you contact them. My advice to you is this. Marana Arab Fad Dawat Barakatuhu. He performed your nikah, right? Oh, I performed your nikah, Maulana don't like, right?
So no,
I
perform.
So now we perform your nikah, right? So this type of thing. So I will still tell you, for all intents and purposes, go and register your marriage ANC. nothing to do with a political party. You know what the junk status they are. So remember this, yeah, ANC, anti-nuptial contract. So you must remember when you register that, so then you can start writing your own Islamic will. So that is the benefit of it, and then nobody can contest it. So therefore we say get married in the masjid, perform nikah, everything. And yes, if that chap, that brother there, that Maulana Imam Sheikh is a marriage officer. Now, Maulana, I don't think you're a marriage officer.
No,
I'm also not a marriage officer. You understand? So remember that if you're not marriage officer, then remember, go register your marriage, ANC and so forth, and then you prepare your Islamic world. That is our advice to you.
I got Mr. Bishop Ustad. He says, morning to you. He says, AK, why do you guys say that the disbelievers in your Holy Quran must be destroyed? Islam is not the only religion in the world. What if we said the same? How would you feel? AK, Ustad, Bishop.
Mr. Bishop, you must remember today you're not speaking from your heart, you're speaking from your head. So remember that you know deep down that Islam is the only true religion. See, Mr. Bishop, I'm giving you one verse, and always remember it. Islam says, I'll give you two verses. Mm-hmm. Islam says, chapter 2, verse 255 is AK. Ayatul Kursi, the most majestic verse in the noble Quran. You got it? Chapter 2, verse 255. You know, I tell you, note AK-47, AK-255 is the most powerful. So that is Ayatul Kursi. Then the next verse, Quran says, chapter 2, verse 256, La ikraha hafiddin. There's no compulsion in religion. You're listening to me every day with the help and mercy of Allah. We don't say you must embrace Islam. So it must come from within. You must say, my salvation lies only in Islam. So Islam is telling you there will be place and space for multi-religion to coexist in harmony. So we're saying that exactly, remember that. But we say that your salvation and success is only exclusively in Islam. So if you want, my brother, then go to the next verse where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whosoever chooses a religion besides Islam, it will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the year after, he will be from the losers and failures. Chapter 3 and verse number 85. You got it, my brother Bishop? Chapter 3, verse 85. Now, my brother Bishop, you say, how will I feel if you say the same? But you are saying the same. Under apartheid. Are you? I don't know, Mr. Bishop, not your age, but I think you're around 45, 50. Around there, between 40, 50. So, if you study under apartheid, they had the church. Never mind we, now Muslims, they would say only Christians will go to church, you must remember, and they would not allow knee blankers in the blankers kerk. You didn't understand that? They would not allow non-whites in the white church. So go ask them, go read the history in Heidelberg, my hometown, I don't know how many churches they are there and all these things here. They would never allow under apartheid an African or Indian or colored. This is a blanke kerk. This is only for whites and all these type of things here. Now they allow everybody. So that's what exactly your bishop and what your pope and everybody is saying. That you must be a Christian. Jesus is the only savior. So remember, you got the right to say it, but we debunk your argument to pieces. How can God be born? How can God be crucified? How can God be buried? You have to answer all this. How come this Trinity, three is one and one is three? So Islam said, no Trinity. So we asked the one person, why you embrace Islam, Mr. Bishop? He said, Christianity gave us three gods and one wife. Islam gave us one supreme being, one God, and four wives. So therefore we chose Islam. What you say, Mr. Bishop?
Subhanallah. Ustaz, somebody says here, Ustaz, a Muslim woman judge has been sworn in Arizona using the Holy Quran saying the laws of the country and state. is disallowed, and how is a Muslim going to judge not using the Sharia all the time, Ustad?
Yeah, there are three different issues. She took the Quran Sharif. That's very good. You must remember, Obama also used the Quran when he became president in America. Do you know that? So Obama was a Muslim, and then he became Murtad and so forth. What is Obama's name? Barack Hussein Obama. So remember that. He's also Hussein. I'm also Abdul Qadir Hussein. And we got Saddam Hussein. But none of us are connected to one another. Right? So remember. So that's good. There's no problem with that. Second one is this. That in these secular countries and un-Islamic countries. There's no Muslim Islamic country today. This is Muslim countries. So anyway, that the judging day will take place according to their constitution. So that is what you must remember, which we don't agree with. The third issue, is it permissible for a lady to become a prime minister, president, judge, and so forth in Islam? So it's not permissible. لَيْ يُفْلِ حَدِيثِ in Bukhari Sharif. لَيْ يُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَ. That is the words of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A nation will not prosper when they hand over their matters to a lady. She can become, remember, a great alima, hafiza, muftiya, all that. But in the judge, how she will? She will have to interact with 101 males and Muslim, non-Muslim, and so many issues. So therefore, so what, you know, in the world, in the media, yeah, in Cape Town, what happened last week, 2 weeks ago? A lady came, delivered the lecture, right? Then she performed the khutbah, the sermon, and then she performed the salat. You see, in Cape Town. So now, why people do all this? Because Khalif to Uruf is a saying in Arabic. Mm. People like to go against the norm. Then we will get famous. You see, they want to buy it. Tomorrow is Friday. I got Jumma lecture. So now what will happen? That I go on a mimbar pulpit and I give a khutbah in Memon. My mother will tongue in vernacular. What will happen? Everybody will say, this guy is a nutcase. You understood? So you must remember this. So that's what they try and do. Yeah, Medcaps, you must remember that.
I see Irene says, quickly, Ustad, she says, look here, sir. The majority of South Africans are controlled by minor amount of people in government. So why can't the people of South Africa not take over their own country? Irene, Ustad.
You must remember, Irene, you are the ones that you voted for the ANC. How many times you voted for the ANC, my sister Irene? From 94 till the last elections. I'm sure that you voted for them minimum twice. Once or twice you voted for them. So when majority of the people, that is why we tell you democracy is not democracy, it's democracy. Demons, you understood? So put an end there and then you will understand. And the public are gullible. They just listen to one, two lectures. They get some food, some money, some, you know, handouts, and then they vote because, you know, masses are asses. That is the truth. We have to accept it. In Arabic, we say, al-awam kal-an'am. So anyway, my sister, we have to leave it there. My brother Uwesi is waiting here patiently to render the news, and he will be ready 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. May dwarf our country, beautiful, wonderful South Africa and the whole world. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.